With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Maureen Rive. The local health unit has seen a large spike in whooping cough over the last 5 months. There's been 18 cases recorded since November. The cases have mostly been clustered in Kingsville and Leamington among kids who are unvaccinated. Whooping cough causes a high-pitched cough that can be so severe it causes vomiting. It can be treated with antibiotics, but without treatment can cause complications like pneumonia, dehydration, and even death. Inflation is cooling off in a lot of areas, except the grocery store. Stats Canada's February Consumer Price Index showed inflation at 5.2%, down 0.7 of a percentage point from January, the biggest drop since April 2020. You're still paying 10.6% more for general groceries, though energy prices took a slight dip last month. Service Canada says the backlog of passport applications has been completely cleared. The government says processing time is back to pre-pandemic standards. In-person passport applications are being processed in 10 days, and those received by mail take around 20 days. The government has also introduced a new online tool so people can check the status of their application. The Ontario government is planning a major investment in the future of skilled trades. Premier Doug Ford announced $224 million to build and upgrade training centers throughout the province. The government hopes the investment will address the labor shortage. The Maple Leafs take on the New York Islanders and the Red Wings are in St. Louis. In the NBA, the Pistons travel to Atlanta. Mainly cloudy tonight with a chance of showers overnight and a low of +3. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy and a chance of rain and a high of 11. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.